Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Feld
Stradamus
in Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If you ask me, hey, Zoe, we got a game on Monday. Who's your starting quarterback? I think Brian Hoyer's your starting quarterback on Monday. Now, that could change in a week. But I'm telling you what, if I'm anybody that's around Cam Newton right now, I get him, and I grab him by two fists by the shirt, and I shake him. I'm like, hey, buddy, it's go time. It's there for the taking if you want it. And he just – I tell you what, he's fun to watch, man. And he doesn't stop moving. He's in – same thing we've seen in warm-ups when we call games against him and in the game. He's good. He can play. They all can play. They're all different. That's the intriguing thing here. And, you know, we talked to McDaniels. You'll see it Sunday night when you watch the show. They're all different. And there might be something that is three-headed thing. I don't know. I don't know that. I was there one day. But, I mean, they're intermixing guys with groups and that. I said this, I truly believe it. I looked at Bob, I'm like, you can't get into the who was 10 or 13 or who was this or that, because I look at the practice from start to finish. To me, Brian Hoyer looks the most comfortable guy right now. Stidham looks like it's a guy in baseball or hockey that's gripping a stick too tight right now, if that makes sense. And maybe Cam has put that pressure on him, and maybe that's what they're looking at.
And that's where we will begin today with the Patriots quarterback situation on an agenda-free Friday. Felger here in the remote A-hole chair location. We got Maz and Big Jim Murray back in our Town Fair Tire studios in Dorchester. We're brought to you by DraftKings on both the radio side and the simulcast side. Agenda-free Fridays are driven by the Bernardi Auto Group, where car buying is always agenda-free. Choose from new Acuras, Audis, Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. That's Zoe. He has said this consistently for a while. Brian Hoyer, the leader in the clubhouse, and he said that yesterday. That was his report from training camp yesterday. He repeated it again today on the Zolak and Bertrand program from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That was after the news started trickling out about injury concerns to both Stidham and Newton, and that's where we begin today. Maz Murray, how are you guys doing?
Lousy, you?
Great.
Great. Thank you so much. You all right, Maz? What's the matter?
No, I'm fine. Go.
Okay. I would love to see Brian Hoyer be the starting quarterback.
Of course you would.
Yep, that would. That would jazz me up. Because it's about the system, Murray.
Yeah.
Then it's purely about the system.
Yay.
And what's wrong with that?
Because it's about the quarterback. It's about Tom Brady. That's why they had the success here. Now the franchise is in Tampa. I couldn't root against this harder. Fine, two straight days I ignore Zoe because I refuse to believe this. Oh, it's going to be Brian Hoyer? Good. Enjoy 6-10 this year. That suckbag.
Okay, 2-14.
But we get a cleaner litmus test, don't we? System or player? System or player? If it's Cam Newton running around making a bunch of plays, is it the system or the player? Is it Brady or Belichick? If it's Brian Hoyer, it's pretty clear what's winning and what's not winning. It's a system or not. And these are all extremes. I know it's nuanced and there's gray area in between, but let's not bother with that, shall we? Let's get a clean litmus test and a black and white argument. And that's what I like about Brian Hoyer. And, oh, by the way, I also just want to be right. I think Brian Hoyer is better and has more to give than you guys do. And I'd like to see it. I think they'd win with Brian Hoyer. They'd win the division with Brian Hoyer. And I've said that for over a year. So, you know, I'm rooting for the take as well there. But that is my opening thought. The news quickly is this. Jared Stidham has sucked. He has sucked for the last couple of days. And is there a reason? It started with NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, NFL and NFL Network's Mike Giardi reporting Friday that Stidham has been battling discomfort from a leg injury and is not expected to practice much, if at all, today. Now, this was early in the morning. He did practice today. Giardi later added that the injury is specifically to Stidham's hip, and it will be several weeks before he's back to 100%.
Too much dancing at those weddings.
The injury comes as Stidham has been battling Cam Newton for the starting job. Adam Schefter then followed that up with saying Stidham was taken to a local hospital yesterday for precautionary tests on his upper leg that came back negative, per league sources. Stidham returned to the team this morning and went through practice Friday, though with a lighter load than usual, and it was really a walkthrough sort of practice, so we weren't even really able to see, from what I understand, you know, just where Stidham is. So I've been on the Stidham-Hoyer train. I know I'm going to, you know, just hitch my wagon to Hoyer versus Stidham, because I'll tell you this.
Because it's convenient?
All aboard the suck train.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, that's why I specifically said Stidham-Hoyer train. Exactly. So, you know, whichever one of those guys, because I think it proves system over player, and both of them do that. So I'm now going to hitch my wagon to Hoyer, and because Stidham pisses me off.
With good reason, yes. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, no, you go.
So the guy's 24 years old. They barely had contact. How did he get hurt?
He's not ready.
How did he get hurt?
He wasn't prepared.
I'm starting to think that, honestly, and I'm not joking here, I'm starting to think that this kid's a colossal bust. This kid has been one big hype story from the very beginning. What has he actually done to lead us to believe that he can play?
Oh, not a thing, but we've been told he can. That's all.
So what? You know what it is that leads us to believe that he can play? That Bill picked him. That's what it is. That's it.
Yeah, because those last four drafts have been so stellar.
I mean, that's it. That's the only thing. How do you get hurt when you haven't even started yet?
Because you're not ready, you didn't prepare properly, and you don't get it. That's how. It's a muscle injury. If someone stepped on his foot, that's different, right? His center backs up, breaks his foot, like that's not his fault. You've got a hip thing, which means what? Hip, groin, sports hernia, some sort of muscle pull? You know, is that what's going on? Because he wasn't ready, he didn't prepare, he doesn't get it? I think those questions are 1,000% valid on Jared Stidham. And we started hearing rumblings in the offseason between Stu's phone and everything else and the wedding trip in Texas. And does he get it? Does he understand it? And if you're a Stidham guy, if they were Stidham guys, they should be pissed. You're not ready. It's the second week of camp, non-contact, no one's touched you. And you got to go to the hospital with a hip? What's that? You know? So, I'm sorry. All those questions on Stidham are valid. 617-779-0985. That's my opening take. Who wants to go next?
Go ahead, Murray.
So, I don't know how many people were up to watch the Dallas-Calgary game last night. I don't know if you watched this, Mike, but if you didn't, here's the gist of it. Flames up 3-0. And then they had a meltdown of all meltdowns, and they give up 7 straight goals. 7 straight over the final 2 periods. And in the second period, this...
Murray, I turned it off at 3-0.
Oh, keep Mike. Going. And in that second period, it got to a point. It's like this is like watching a horror show. Dennis Gurianov for Dallas had a hat trick in the second period. It was
a true hat trick.
Yeah, it was the kind of capitulation that would make the Carolina Hurricanes blush. It was brutal. And the only reason I bring it up is because I came away from watching this more impressed with what the Bruins just accomplished in the first round, because everything that they dealt with off the ice with Tuukka Rask and that whole thing, and not having David Pastrnak for much of the series, because watching that last night proved to me, much like the no-show the Capitals had earlier in the night against the Islanders, the quit factor in these bubbles, it's getting stronger by the day. In these playoffs and in the NBA too, as these go along, you're dealing with guys that I think are clearly getting sick of being up there. As teams get down and they face some real adversity like Calgary did last night, it's a blowout or no show, and you see these guys bend over and take it. The Bruins could have easily done that over this past week with everything that they dealt with, and thankfully they went the other way. And I think it's further proof to why you can't put an asterisk on any of these championships, because the mental focus it's going to take to pull it off is unlike anything that these players have ever dealt with before, because the easy thing to do is when it gets tough, like it did for the Flames last night, is to bend over and take it and just say, oh, the hell with this, we're out of here.
I mean, really, so, how many of those series are already over? They ended in 5 games. Like a bunch of them, right?
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
I mean, you never see that in hockey. They usually don't end there. That's the NBA. That's not the NHL. I think these teams get down, you know, 2-0, 3-1, pack up the bags, let's go home, let's get out of here.
I thought the Caps mailed it in last night, which totally is odd, because they emptied the bucket in game 4 to avoid the sweep. So, you know, they came out guns blazing, the Capitals did, in game 4 to make it 3-1. I'm like, okay, they're going to mount a comeback here. And then last night they just slapped it out there. I'm like, well, why'd you even bother in game 4 the way you did? So anyway, Maz, what's your opening take?
Okay, look, I'm just going to make this about the Red Sox and make it about the Red Sox quickly, because I know, frankly, nobody's watching the games, and you shouldn't, because the product blows. The overall product blows, and the team blows worse. So there you go. There's your reason. But if you didn't listen to the High and Bloom or read about the High and Bloom press conference the other day, Alex Speer of the Boston Globe asked him an excellent question. He said to Bloom, everything you're doing here preaches long term. You want to rebuild the farm system. You want to make sustained runs at a championship. Fine. Do you think you can do that and still compete in 2021? Here is what Bloom said.
I don't think it's wise for us to try to put timetables on those things.
And you know why you don't put timetables on those things? Because you fear that you're going to suck again. Okay, you fear that you're going to suck again. So look, here's what I'll say about High and Bloom. He got put in a really tough spot. They hired him late in the offseason. They were clearly headed for a major rebuild. Even the Mookie Betts deal he had to sort of do on the fly, in the middle of it, right before spring training. And then he made a deal, and ownership, I think, intervened because of Brusdar Graterol, if you remember that. They had to go back and do it again, and they ended up without pitching. So, fine. So, here's my point. I make a lot of excuses for this guy. He got put in a really hard spot. No more. No more excuses. It's now about the easiest trading deadline a GM could ever have. Your team blows. You suck. And you should have some easy deals to make in which maybe you can find a diamond in the rough in another organization. Dealing Jackie Bradley should be a layup. The High and Bloom era starts now. I don't want to hear anything about timelines, timetables, excuses. This is the Red Sox we're talking about. It's a $200 million payroll. I'll give you a get-out-of-jail-free card on 2020. I'll give you that one. No more. No more. There's no excuse for this team sucking as badly as they have, ever, let alone going forward. You've got a year now to figure it out. You've got a draft under your belt, and you've got a trading deadline now where you can unload some dead weight. Your time on the clock starts now. I'm done.
Okay, there we go. Red Sox on the board. Everything from the week we've gotten to or have yet to get to, you know the drill. But the latest today, there are developments on the Patriots quarterback competition. Air quotes. Stidham can't post. It's a weekend and he can't post. He's already dinged up. What does that say about him? And oh, by the way, Cam Newton's shoulder might not be right. And how is he picking up the offense? And are they given the opportunity to pick up the offense? And does that mean all signs point to Brian Hoyer? I hope so. What do you think? 617-779-0985. Tony in Chelmsford. Go ahead, Tony. Jim, if you could pop him up. Tony, you're up next.
He's up.
Go ahead,
Vader's up.
Hi, Tony.
Thank you. It's just crazy that, like, it's a regional sport, baseball and hockey, right? But you're talking about Jason Stidham. The rest of the country is talking about Cam Newton. And now you're talking about Hoyer. And I don't, it's a regional everything, and trust me, it's just ridiculous.
I'm not sure what the regionalism has to do with it. I'm cutting you off. I Cam Newton's a big name and a lot of hype. That's why they talk about him nationally, which does nothing for me. Zero interest in that. You can draft him in fantasy, and you can, you know, show his YouTube highlights. Wee, the Superman. Like, that does nothing for me. To me, I mean, if Cam Newton's the best guy, he's the best guy. Fine. I just find it more interesting if Bill wins with the system guy versus, you know, another star quarterback. This is what we've been arguing about for 20 years. And this is the whole argument going forward, player or coach, system or player. And I think that one of those other guys gives us a more true gauge on that. And also, again, I'm sort of rooting for the take that I think they'd win with Brian Hoyer. So I want to see it. But the story today, that's just a side. The story is that Stidham, the guy that I think they did believe in, Maz, at one point, and then for some reason fell out of love with this offseason by the way he carried himself. Well, maybe now we're seeing what the Patriots were talking about and why the Patriots brought in Cam Newton in the first place. Because Jared Stidham doesn't have what it takes. Doesn't have what it takes. Maybe he will in time, but he doesn't have it now because it's the second week of camp. They haven't touched each other, and he's already going to the hospital with a hip thing.
I mean,
that's a horrible sign.
Oh, God, I'm blown away by it. As soon as I heard it, I mean, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. Like, talk about having the opportunity of a lifetime in front of you as soon as Brady goes. The whole thing is laid out there for him, and he gets hurt in camp. And look, I know there are a lot of people that are saying, well, injuries are unlucky. He's 24. He just turned 24, like two
weeks
ago.
What kind of injury? I mean, some injuries are unlucky, Maz. Like I said, if the center backs up and steps on his foot and breaks his foot, that's unlucky.
Right, Gordon Hayward's unlucky.
And Michael,
unlucky.
Mike Giardi is saying, per source, the injury to Stidham is a hip, and it will be several weeks before he's back to 100%.
Right, exactly, hip. So what is that? You know, sometimes that means sports hernia. Sometimes that means high groin pull, right? Like that's all sort of hip pointer, like groin pull. That sort of, it to me feels muscle. I mean, if no one's touching him. I don't know. Did someone back up into him in the parking lot yesterday and bruise his hip? Other than that, it's probably a muscle injury. There's no excuse for that.
I agree. Again, he turned 24 13 days ago. I think it was August 8th. He just turned 24. And they're, you know, they're what? They've been on the field for 9 days, 10 days.
Like I said,
oh my God,
too much dancing at those weddings.
It really is. Honestly, I think it's pathetic. I'm sort of starting to drift over to Murray's side here. I think this kid is one big balloon of hype.
Yep, I'm willing to go there. I mean, he's got a chance to be the quarterback for Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, and he's going to weddings in Texas.
They didn't have the guy, Mike,
and he's going to the hospital the second week of practice, like. For a hip thing after sucking for a week, these are just horrible signs for the Jared Stidham hype train. So let's get on the Hoyer hype train, shall we? I know you guys want no part of it. How about
no,
you
thanks.
Out there? Your calls right after this.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and Mavs. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Who doesn't know Felger and Mass?
Michael Felger, I don't know from a can of paint at all.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The news of the day is that Jared Stidham, yesterday, who only threw six passes, two of which were intercepted, Mike Giardi, Ian Rappaport, all reporting that there is an ailment, and it is an upper leg ailment. An MRI was reported by Adam Schefter that came back negative. Phil, what did you see? Because this is as important as any report. What did you see?
Saw a guy who was not doing the most aggressive stretching we've ever seen. He could walk. He could jog. Saw him make a bunch of throws. Not taking incredibly aggressive drops while making those throws, but he was participating in drills where the ball's coming out of his hand fine. So certainly doesn't look like an upper body injury, shoulder, elbow, anything like that. But then, as the practice got going, he didn't participate in any team drills at all. Now, it was a walkthrough, very slow pace, not at all competitive. But when they went to the 11-on-11 stuff, even though it wasn't competitive, he wasn't out there.
Okay, that's Phil Perry and Tom Curran. Just about an hour ago, report from practice and the injury to Jared Stidham. I'd recommend windscreens for those guys the next time they file a report.
No kidding.
But either way, I'm just about ready to write off Jared Stidham, man.
Yeah, I'm there too.
I mean, really, I feel that way. Like, at least write off this year. And if he doesn't get it now, like, you know, we, and I think Bill does too, and he should, compares it all to Brady. And I'm not talking about the talent level of Brady. But I'm talking about, I think Stu's phone said something like this, you know, the other day. That in Bill's mind, that when he remembers the last time he had a young quarterback who had a chance to move up a depth chart and take the reins. He remembers Tom Brady from year one to year two back in 2000 and 01. Right, and there's Stu's underground source. I love it. Love it. And Stu's phone referred to this, you know, the other day. You know, you got a chance here. So you're the first one in, you're the last one out. You're in peak physical condition. Your ball's to the wall. You have no other interests. You have no other, you know, it's all this. And you're like, you are Mr. Hardo Johnny Football every day, every morning when you show up and you're ready to go. And that's what Brady was when he was just trying to be the number two guy, never mind the number one guy. And so is Bill expecting that from these guys? And is he getting it? And from what I can understand, he's not getting it from Stidham. He may not even be getting it from Newton. If you listen to Zoe, it's like somebody, you know, Zoe, we played to the cut where he says someone's got to grab Cam Newton by the lapels and shake him and say, look, this is yours if you want it, or are you just happy to be here? And so, I don't know, maybe Newton needs it a little bit too, but Stidham's really the guy. He's the young guy. And what, he ain't ready? He's already going to the hospital after not being touched? Ah, please.
Oh, awful. It's an awful sign. It really, I think it's an awful, awful sign. And look, Murray, before you start making fun of me, Mike.
Yes.
When Garoppolo first got here, do you remember all the whispers that were coming out of there?
Oh, yeah. I think
they were saying what?
Well, I was a horrible practice player. And I mean, I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to.
Okay, but if you remember early on, they were saying, you know, they really like Garoppolo. They see a lot of Brady in Garoppolo. And I'm going back to, like, the very early part of the first year, like going into the Kansas City blowout and coming out of it. And who wrote the story? Chris Mortensen at that time, you know, that the Patriots would make a change sooner rather than later. Like, there was this thing about Garoppolo's presence that they liked. Stidham, to me, feels like he's just not stepping up. And we can talk until we're blue in the face about quarterbacks and arm strength and ability to read defenses and everything else. You know what I think the number one quality is? Leadership. Leadership. It's a leadership position. Guys have to line up around you and believe in you. And you have to believe in yourself to be able to do that, to get that out of them. And if this kid's not there, forget it. I mean, if he's not prepped and he's not ready to go, forget it. He's not gonna make it.
I'm about to write off Jared Stidham. Feel like doing it. Back to your phones, Jason and Easton. Go ahead, Jason.
Jesse, how's it going?
Or Jesse.
So I'm actually with Jay Stu on this, unfortunately. I think 2-14 is on the table. And I'm not saying that Bill's gonna try to tank. I'm not saying that. Bill would never do that. He wants to, you know, prove that he can do it without Brady and yada yada. I think they just have the talent. I think there's a real good chance they might just suck. And I liken this to this year's edition of the Golden State Warriors. Hear me out for a second.
Well, no, you don't need to. I got it. They're just taking a temporary pause, but the program's still the program. They'll be right back at it, and you don't buy that mess.
Not 2-14. No way. No way. I mean, you want to tell me they're going to have a bad year, then, you know, that's entirely possible. But I think the floor for a Belichick team is 5 or 6. No way is a Belichick team going 2-14. No freaking way. Not in a division with Miami and the Jets.
I completely reject it. I always have, and I always will. It's, you know, if you just want another dynamic, it's like, whose job is it to tank, Maz? When you look at a team in an organization, who tanks?
Ownership.
Well, yeah, right, the GM. So the GM and ownership decide to tank. And the manager and coach is supposed to go out there every day and try and win, but he just doesn't have the pieces. So that's how you tank, right? You don't ask the players to quit because that's, you know, that's the worst way to do it. You instill a losing atmosphere and a coach purposely throwing games. You can't do that. So you just, at the GM ownership level, you manage the roster so they can't win. Is Bill the GM going to do that to Bill the coach? He's the same guy.
No.
I mean, that's just another thing that stands in the way.
Yeah, and the other thing is Bill, the coach, is too good. This is sort of my point. Let's say that they did want to kind of, you know, strip down the roster a little, and then Hightower and Chung opt out, and okay, fine. Bill, the coach, is too good. He's not going to go 2-14. Now, again, you want to tell me they end up 6-10. I'll even give you 5-11. They did that in, what, 2000, right?
Yep.
So 5-11's not out of the realm of possibility. You know, you catch a couple of bad breaks, and sure. But worse than that, a Belichick team? No way. No chance.
I'd say their floor should be 8-8. Ed in the car on the Red Sox at Mazda State. Go ahead, Ed. Edward!
Yeah, on the Red Sox? Yeah, I don't think the problem is the players. The problem is the owner. The owner cut their knee, cut them off at the knees by hiring a minority manager who was a cheating dog, but he only hired him because he's a minority. That was wrong. He should have hired the best coach possible. And then he trades away at two.
I'm going to drop you.
Yeah, you know what? I don't like your tone either. And here's what I'll tell you.
Give him Howie's number.
Yeah, exactly right. What's it got to do with anything if he's a minority, whether he's a cheater or not? And secondly, he did pretty damn well his first year, didn't he? I like Cora. I want him to bring Cora back.
Do you?
Yes, I do, because I think Cora's got some attitude. And when I say attitude, say what you want about Cora, and look, the cheating thing's a horrible look. Okay, it's horrible. There's no way to defend that. But I'll say this for Cora. When he walks into the room, the guys in uniform, they notice. They notice. And he's got a certain presence about him that clearly is lacking in that organization now. But so I'll take Cora back in a second.
But going to the minority thing, you've said this many times. I think there's a real tangible value in hiring a manager that a lot of these guys that they can relate to, the Latino players. I mean, it's just a huge faction and demo among major league players. And if you hire someone that connects with them, there's value to that. Never mind, you know, whatever the caller's talking about, political reasons. I think there's real competitive reasons to look at that.
Absolutely. Yes. And, they wanted to hire a minority manager. They wanted to hire Cora because he's smart. And, yes, he had an ability to connect with their key players who are now Hispanic. What's wrong with that?
We continue with your thoughts coming up next. Guess who I'm rooting for tonight? Guess who I'm rooting for tonight on the television? I can't even believe it.
Philly?
But I'm doing it. You'll hear this after Murray's update, the latest on Jared Stidham, the would-be next guy in New England, and his status week two, his second year in the league. Here's the latest with Murray, and we're back with more.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Armia avec Thompson. Le disque à droite devant Belfort. Un seconde! La merveille! Suzuki! Mais la réplique n'a pas tardé.
Et ça, c'est important de répliquer rapidement. Le jeu de Jonathan Drouin, vraiment. Ça, c'est tout un jeu de sa part. Regardez-le. Les intentions de s'en aller d'un côté ramènent la rondelle de l'autre. Ce qui force Carter Hart à revenir sur sa décision. S'en aller à gauche doit revenir à droite alors qu'il revient à droite.
I have no idea what they're saying. You speak French, right, Maz?
Which is to the right. I thought I heard the word sausage in there. I'm not joking.
I heard gauche. No, I heard gauche, right? A la droite. Gauche, a la droite. I heard left, right.
Yes, yes.
But I thought you were fluent en français.
No, not. I wouldn't say fluent. I would say, you know, so-so.
Okay.
Comme si, comme
anyway,
ça.
Well, get you in the mood. Go Habs, go. Go Habs, go. I finally embraced it. I finally embraced it. I'm finally accepting it. One of my great last little fan things in sports, where I'm just sort of fanny about, is rooting against the Montreal Canadiens, where it pisses me off when they win. I'm happy when they lose. I told you my lifelong goal now is to make sure Montreal never wins another cup. If I die and Montreal has never won a cup in the rest of my life, I'll die a happy man. And I just sort of have that last little thing. It's the only team in sports I truly hate anymore it's only fan base I truly hate and despise, like a fan, like an 8-year-old boy. And so one of my favorite things to do every year is to root against the Canadians. As soon as they lose in the playoffs or fail to qualify for the playoffs, we play the hey, hey, nah, nah song, nah, nah, you know, and I enjoy it every year. You want the Canadians. You want the Canadians tonight. You want the Canadians to come back and beat the Flyers in that series. That means you would get the Islanders in the next round as opposed to the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are the best team in hockey, and it would be an easier road for you. But to do it, you have to hold your nose and root for the Canadians, and I've accepted it.
Yeah, me too. And for what I watched last night, again, the Capitals no-show and the complete capitulation by the Flames, and what happened in this prior game, in this series, with Gallagher getting knocked out by Niskanen in the cheap shots that the Flyers were hitting the Canadiens with for most of that game, I want they should theoretically come out and be shot out of a cannon tonight. So we'll see. You know, if Philly goes up early, are they going to quit like these teams did yesterday?
So I'm rooting for a game 7 between those teams. I'm rooting for all of it. The last Montreal Philly game, this game, the game 5, I guess it was a tremendous hockey game. It was tremendous, and so I want to see it. I want to see another one, and I'd like to see the Bruins get the Islanders and not the Lightning. Now, I don't think the Islanders are any pushover. Barry Trotz and the way they play, it will be a really tough series, a really hard out. I'm not telling you walking over them either, but I think Tampa is the class of the league. And I'd like to see Tampa give themselves one more chance to get knocked out before you have to face them. And so, and you know what? I've even come around on going into this thing, Murray. You know, you and I were pretty consistent. We want nothing to do with the Canadians because they will beat you, because that's just the way 2020 is going.
Of course.
I'm willing now to take – I'm now willing, Maz, to roll the dice. I'm now willing to have the Bruins take on the Canadians I'll take what happens. I'll accept what happens, which is a loss. The Bruins will lose in 6 to the Canadians, but I'm now willing to entertain that matchup where before I was hiding scared underneath my cover.
Well, it's certainly a better story, right? I mean, if they were to end up having to face them somewhere down the road, if they get hot and it's the Eastern Conference Finals, they have to take on Montreal.
How fun.
How great would that be?
Oh, look, I told you. I mean, I think the Canadians are already helping them a little bit. Now, look, it's back-to-back games, but every day off gives Pastrnak another day. So, you know, they can extend it to 7, give them a little break. I told you, I'd rather play Tampa now. The Bruins overall are pretty healthy, and so I fear you get into another series against someone else, you start losing bodies, and then I don't know if they're going to beat Tampa if they lose bodies. They're going to need everybody. I'd rather play them now.
Okay, the point there of that segment, though, is go Habs, go.
Les Habitants.
Brendan in the car, you're up next with some hockey thoughts. Go ahead, Brendan.
So I understand sport fans feeling the need to have their players live, breathe, sleep, eat, die the sport. But honestly, I appreciate Tuukka's honesty and his attitude behind just the sport. There's bigger things in life, and sometimes these players don't play to win or lose, or they don't play for being great. And I actually think Tuukka needs this kind of attitude in order to perform better, because as we saw with Providence Bruins, like, he used to freak out and like really care too much. So maybe this is kind of what helps him perform better.
Okay, well, you know, fair enough. I prefer those guys to be on the other team, not my team. That's all. Good for him. Grounded individual. It's what helps him overall. It's what helps him achieve a level of consistency, and he's had a great career and all of that. I wish the guy, though, that doesn't live, eat, and breathe it and lose sleep at night over it, I like those guys to play for someone else, not me. So that's all. That's all on that. Let's grab Paul in Maine. He's got a thought on the Celtics here on Agenda Free Friday. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, hey, guys. Dear 76ers, you're done. It's over. You've turtled. Did you guys see Embiid on the bench the other night holding his head? Holy cow, talk about broken. I do worry about their overall depth moving forward, though, without Farrell Gordon. But, Felger, I just put on my friggin' hazmat suit for the steaming dump you're about to take on me regarding the 14th pick from Memphis. Listen, I know how much you hate this talk, but the 14th pick does not automatically equate to another G League superstar. In the last decade, players drafted with this pick include Bam Adebayo, T.J. Warren, Michael Porter Jr., and Marcus Morris. I'd take any one of those four guys. So come on, Michael, give a little bit. This is no throwaway pick.
I give zero.
I so don't want to ever talk about this pick or any of these useless picks that they have. Ooh, 26, 30. Let's package them all and move up for nothing. You're not going to get anything for them.
14, 26, and 30. Could you have a bigger collection of crap than that? And isn't this draft supposed to suck on top of it?
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, are they even going to play? Like, you know, who's going to – oh, but I love it. I love it. The Green Teamers, they love playing with these scratch tickets, Maz. They just love it.
So, look, I told you, I was willing to roll the dice that somehow Memphis ended up in the top six and you'd be able to carry it over into 2021 and then it was unprotected. Okay? So, who knows? Maybe you catch a break. But now that it's 14, I just punched up NBA mock draft. It's got him taking some guy from France.
Oh, love it. Love it.
6'5" guard from
France. Is the
panda
still here? Who's the French guy they have now? Is it Poirier or is it Ubicelli? Do they still have Ubicelli? Is he in Maine?
Ubicelli got caught.
Yeah, he's gone.
But Poirier, they still have.
The French tickler.
No, yeah, the French tickler versus the French panda.
Oh, my God. The only French I care about tonight is Les Habitants. Mike and Woburn, go Habs, go.
Go Habs, go. I swear to God, this is 2020 right now. I'm rooting for Montreal. It is that game. I felt like I was transported into a bizarro hockey world where Montreal was playing tough, physical, aggressive hockey, and the Flyers were flopping, diving, and being cheap shot artists. And that's exactly what happened. Yeah. Like that first boarding penalty on Sanheim, when he goes down and starts rolling around like Kevin Youkilis getting hit by a pitch, like in the middle of the ice, and then he comes back like 3 minutes later after that guy's been thrown out. If that's not a typical like Montreal Canadiens move to get like a major penalty and then come back like 3 minutes later like nothing's wrong, I don't know what else is. And,
well, I mean, who's Philly's coach?
There you go. Captain Mole. That's right. He's got all the playbook from Montreal. And I have to admire the way the Canadians are playing. They're playing tough, physical, like grinded out hockey. Like it's not bad to watch. I'm not like convulsing and wanting to vomit every time I see them and they're not diving. Like, can you tell me how in the world Brendan Gallagher gets up from getting cross-checked in the face, looking like he just took the elevator from The Shining, blood everywhere, and not getting a major penalty, not getting any penalty, nothing.
Was crazy. You know, there's a couple guys on Montreal that could play for me. That Max Domi can play for me any day. But I'll go back to hating them as soon as this thing's over. But I'm rooting for him tonight. I'm rooting for him in this series. I can't do anything other than hate that team. But that was some entertaining stuff between them and Philly. Our long commercial-free segment is next here on Agenda Free Friday. The lead story remains your phenom young quarterback. Apparently the next guy can't even make it through the second week of his second year.
Phenom young quarterback.
That's how he's been portrayed.
The backup got hurt.
So this guy,
Third string got hurt.
The Stidham train just about over, just about off the rails. Meanwhile, Cam Newton ain't so great physically either, if you believe some of the reports. So the Patriots' top two quarterbacks are hurt. Their third quarterback is old and sucks. Meanwhile, in Tampa, Gronkowski and Brady, fresh as lettuce. We'll get to that story in our long commercial-free segment next.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Rob, you've been around number 12 for a couple of years, more than a couple of years. And look, everything's new for him, Rob. The challenge is different. The teammates are different. Have you noticed any change in him having more fun or embracing it and looking kind of refreshed about this whole new environment he's in?
You know, the way Tom works, it's never going to change. He just loves the game of football. But I can definitely say he has embraced this new challenge. And for myself, it's a challenge too. To go out there, to learn your new, to learn a whole new system, a whole new organization, a whole new team is definitely a challenge. And you got to embrace it. And, you know, I can't speak for Tom for him. But what I can say is from my eyes, just looking at him, he looks refreshed. He looks ready to go. He looks ready to play every single day, and he's motivated every day, and it's nice to see. And the way he just goes out there and works, it gets everyone better all around, from the offensive linemen to the wide receivers to the running backs to the tight ends. It doesn't matter what position, to the defense, the whole entire defense. It just elevates everyone's game when he's out there participating. And the love for his game is never going to change, and it hasn't changed one bit. He brings it every time, no matter where he's at.
All right, Patriots fans, Patriots, this segment should make you aggravated. It should aggravate you what we're going to play for you here. It's Rob Gronkowski spoke yesterday on both Brady and himself. So did Arians. Play that sound in a second. But should Patriots fans be frustrated, Maz, to hear that Brady is refreshed and motivated every day?
Well, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Again, where was the energy level here? Where was that whole commitment and attitude and understanding here? And I say understanding because, again, I go back to the sound we played yesterday where Brady says, you know, oh, this is a tough transition, got to learn the playbook, all this stuff, when he had completely no patience for it when other guys had to go through it a year ago. So, yes, absolutely.
Dude, it frustrate me. Was he motivated every day here the last couple of years?
Not like this.
Was he refreshed or is he worn down?
Worn down.
So you can blame Bill if you want.
I will.
Okay, but now that Brady has a chance to stick it to Bill, he's suddenly refreshed and motivated every day versus just, I don't know, going to Super Bowls and winning every week. That wasn't enough to refresh him or motivate him anymore. Had to be more than that. It wasn't just the winning because they still won at an incredible level. So it was everything else. So this thing about Brady, the consummate winning, all he cares about is winning, that's not the way it was here the last couple of years because they were still winning at a high level. And he was not refreshed. He was not motivated every day. That would be aggravating to me. That would be aggravating. Never mind the fact that he's out there every day, and your young quarterback, who should be out there every day, balls to the wall, can't even make it to the second week without going to the hospital with a hip. That would frustrate me. That would piss me off. That I would blame Bill for. That I would get aggravated for Bill for. Who'd we turn the keys over to? Some kid who wasn't ready for it and couldn't prepare properly? That would frustrate me. And again, that's the news of the day. Stidham's hurt. So how about Gronkowski himself, though? Talk about a guy that limped through his last how many years here? And still performed at a high level, for sure. But now suddenly Gronk feels fresh as lettuce. Give me Gronk number two, Jimmy.
Bruce says that he thinks you're moving like you did 4 or 5 years ago. Your body looks fluid and all of that.
Oh, man, I didn't know that he said that. The last thing he said to me was that I was in New England shape and that I'm not in Florida shape. So I'll take that. I'll take that compliment from him for sure. But I'm feeling good out there. My body feels good. That's why I came back to the game. And that's how I want to be moving. I want to be moving like how I was back in the day. Sure. No doubt about that. Why else would I want to come back to the game and be moving like poop? I'm here to move. I'm here to make plays. I'm here to block in the run game, and I'm here to make plays in the pass game.
Murray, you miss this guy?
No. I mean, him. I'm actually kind of mad at, because the way that he handled things towards the end here, I thought was, well, he just went about the wrong way. He strung them along. He screwed them over for having no tight ends last year because, you know, is he going to retire? Is he not going to retire? So, no, I was over the Gronk thing. I don't miss him at all.
I was tired of him in 2018. I'm not kidding. I was dumb on them then. I thought his act got real old.
And he was mostly washed up for that regular season. And then, you know, after a break, they had the bye. He got caught fire in the postseason. And that was it. I think we've seen the best of Gronk. I don't... You know, Brady, I think, is going to be, you know, boobs out and could be an MVP candidate this year. I don't expect all that much from Gronk.
Okay, got to follow up on the not feeling like poop thing. Give me number three there, Jim.
I'm curious that you're no longer that you're not moving like poop, and you've been moving around pretty well the last couple of practices. What do you kind of credit that to? Just the year off, or anything else that played a part to getting you back to moving like you did a couple years ago?
The year off, starting to understand my body. I believe that, you know, you got to truly understand your body, you know, and take care of your body, especially when you start hitting the age of like 27, 28 years old. And that's kind of where I, you know, I started hitting my, you know, a little, you know, decline. I wouldn't say really say I wasn't out there, you know, doing work. I was still out there doing what I needed to do in my job when that those ages hit. But you got to understand your body, and working with Tom, working with Alex, who's Tom's guy, doing TB12, doing other stuff that I think is good for my body, you know, changing up my eating. Just, you know, just I believe that when you hit the age of 30 and you want to play in this league, it's going to be a full-time job. You got to take care of your body 24/7. And you know, that's what I did when I had the time off, and I'm here. I'm ready to play football. I'm ready to move around and make some plays.
Okay, giving TB12 a little plug. Let me ask you something. Jimmy, and your phone knows this. Where does Brian Hoyer work out, and who's his guy?
He works out at TB12.
If you ask Brian Hoyer how he stays in such good shape at an old age and how he's feeling and who he credits, do you think he would say, I'm doing TB12? Is he allowed to?
I would think so. Why wouldn't he be?
I don't know.
Good question. Is it against Bill's program to say that, oh, I work out at TB12?
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, don't you think that would go right up Bill's ass?
Yep. Yeah, especially now. I mean, I think they tolerated it when Brady was here, but now that he's gone, oh, please, you can't mention his name, his initials, his business, anything. No, just say that building over there.
So the TB12 guys down in Tampa, fresh as lettuce. Meanwhile, your second-year 24-year-old quarterback is already in the hospital without being touched. Arians on Gronk. This was interesting to hear. Give me Arians number one.
Bruce, curious, when you guys watch Gronk's film from before he retired, and then you look at the way he's moving out in camp, what is the similarities, differences? How do you see him moving compared to when he last played now that you have some days under your belt?
No similarities at all. You know, it looks like he was 5 or 6 years ago before all the injuries, and, you know, the back surgeries have healed. So he had a year of healing. He looks to me like he was 5 or 6 years ago.
Follow that up. Give me the next one, Jimmy. Three.
Hey, Coach, what specifically about Gronk stands out to you that reminds you of the way he played 5 years ago? Like, is it just the way he's moving? Is it more natural? Is he lighter on his feet? What jumps out to you?
All the above, and he doesn't have a gigantic elbow brace on. But yeah, he's moving. He's running fast again. He's got great body control. Some of the things, the stiffness I saw at the end of his career with all the injuries, looks like it's gone.
So how do you feel about that? That aggravates you? He's running fast again, that he's lost the robo thing, the stupid arm brace?
I wonder if Tampa's going to use him the same way the Patriots did. And when I say that, I mean, I think Gronk's probably lighter and leaner. And so maybe they're not going to have him block. I mean, maybe it's going to be, look, we're going to use you on third down and in the red zone. And so we want you to effectively be a big receiver. Like, he does look leaner, doesn't he? Yes. I mean, based on the photos and the video, he looks leaner to me. And I wonder if that's part of it is, you know, I'm going to be a little lighter on my feet. I'm going to be a big receiver now.
Here's what would aggravate me. It's like almost every year it felt like with Gronkowski, it was, is he going to play? Is he going to practice? What does the father say? What does the family say? The family's going to weigh in. Should he play? Should he not play? He looks great at practice, but he's not playing. What's Gordy saying? You know, he's got the elbow brace. He's got this brace. He's got, and it's like in Tampa, he's lost all the braces. No more arm brace. He's out there every day, fresh as lettuce. Like, I don't know. I can see getting a little aggravated about that. But I disagree with you, Murray. I think he's going to be balls to the wall this year. I think those guys got a new lease on life. They want it out, they're out, and now they have to prove they're justified in wanting out. And so Gronkowski's going to have the same motivations that Brady does, and he's going to be balls to the wall.
Well, I hope that's the case, too. I'll be happy to be wrong about that. Go, Bucks, go.
I'll tell you what, though, Mike. You made a good point a little while ago. Not that I need to blow sunshine up your ash pit. But the idea that the Patriots walked away from a 43-year-old quarterback and have a 24-year-old, and now he's hurt, and Brady's in great shape. Mm-hmm. Oh, tell me that's not a kick in the nutsack.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's on them. Did they hitch their wagon to the wrong guy? Mm-hmm. I'm already asking that about Jared Stidham.
They had the guy, Mike.
Hip. Second week, non-contact. Hasn't been touched as far as we know. Second week, out with a hip. Say what? The latest on Stidham and Newton. You can weigh in on what's going on in Tampa as well on an agenda-free Friday at 617-779-0985. To you right after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.